As you know, we are here at the Dealflow Events Discovery Day on nuclear energy, a really pivotal time for the industry. And with me, I've got Phil Lefezo. He's the managing director for Dealflow Events. Phil, welcome.
Hi.
What's the main theme and mission for today?
So, Dealflow Events, we've been doing conferences for 22 years, and we tend to do very large events, broad topics like SPACs and PIPEs, all investment topics. We introduced a microcap conference back in 2024, which has close to 1,000 people each time. And many of the companies that participated said, you know, you guys should think about doing sector-focused events. You'll get investors who are highly focused on just those specific areas. And so we thought we'd try that out.
Right.
And nuclear, I think the word renaissance came up 4 times today and just this morning.
Yeah.
It's in a renaissance. People are talking about it, they're investing in it.
We talked about a little bit of the benefits already. They provide clean energy, provide energy around the clock.
Clean meaning no emissions.
No emissions, all the waste is contained.
Okay.
The mining streams are cleaner than other mining streams. It's not just operation, the entire supply chain is cleaner.
Just because it takes less stuff, or?
It takes much less stuff.
Okay.
It takes less material input and less energy input to build a nuclear power plant than any other energy source. It provides reliable energy. It operates when you expect it to, even severe winter storms or other major disasters don't generally affect it like it does other energy sources.
We have, I think, 160 people registered for the event. I think we have 8 companies present, investors are here, and the service providers are here.
They are indeed, and I've been sitting in some of the panels, and of course you have been too. So some very interesting experts that have made up the panels. Can you speak to any of those and why you chose some of them to participate?
Yeah, so we have a mix. There's somebody here from BNP Paribas, there's somebody here from Citibank, Guggenheim Securities. Obviously, they're talking about the investment side of the business. And then there are those on the nuclear side who are doing the building and who are introducing new products and new ideas.
Modular construction is not new, and many companies developing SMRs borrow construction techniques from automobile and shipbuilding. It's estimated that more than 60 firms worldwide are developing small modular reactors. Some are well-known names like Rolls-Royce and Westinghouse, and others are startups like...
The only thing we could drill tomorrow is a 30-inch bore. That's big. Now, what we would love to do is a 45-inch bore hole or a 50-inch bore hole so that we can have even more fuel at the bottom. Our fuel efficiency, as you can imagine, for a very small reactor is not what you would hope for, but the trade-off is that you don't have any construction costs. So we do use more fuel. But fuel, even at today's prices, is not nearly as expensive as the cost of construction of everything else we
have. We are much of the new generation of technologies is actually getting old designs out of the federal government that they did back in the 50s and 60s. So liquid fuel molten salt reactors were actually built in the 1960s. And so our technology built on liquid fuel, which is in molten salt. We operate at high temperatures and low pressures, and so that reduces the construction cost and increases safety, reduces our waste. So I think much of the differentiation between the different technologies is how you're cooling the system. We have the first advanced reactor facility in the country already built and completed it 18 months ago. We have one of only 2 construction permits from the NRC to build a generation cooler technology. And so we're here telling our story and really just we are actively building the
nuclear industry. Kaelus, in the next 5 years, is going to partner with a lot of regulators across the globe. We participate in the African Nuclear Business Platform and also with all European regulators. We are committed to develop a software suite that can speed up the licensing of all nuclear designs across Europe, US, and the globe to develop a faster, safer and cheaper nuclear energy for
the focus in my company has been improving the material, improving the supply chain so that we can build this reactor. There is less licensing hurdle, there is less and supply chain hurdle, what we can make scale sooner so that we don't have to wait decades before we can have micro-reactors. This has been a great opportunity to meet with people, industry experts, and other founders and CEOs, investors. And we have learned about what they are working on, maybe more details than what is public. And also, I had the opportunity to talk to investors and talk to other experts in the industry. So it's been a great opportunity to learn and connect with them.
We're only doing a couple of panels, basically talking about the investment side. That's really the focus. It's investment opportunity in nuclear.
Yeah, I found it extremely insightful, and if you stay tuned, you could find some of the interviews that we did leading up to this event. Some of the experts here, the breakthrough companies, really fantastic.
And that nuclear has a critical role to play in the broader energy transition. We're obviously in the United States seeing a tremendous amount of demand growth, electricity demand growth stemming from AI, from electrification, from new factories that have been onshored here, and we're trying to play our role in helping spur growth in this specific technology.
I think what everyone's looking at right now is trying to determine what the timelines are going to be. We heard some of the programs that are in place for government support, but it is people have been burned in this industry in the past. And investors have to find that right, they're trying to find that right amount of time to be tied to this industry, because you're going to be looking at maybe not a 3 to 5 year window like many of our early stage investments are. You're going to be looking at 5, 10, maybe even beyond that. And finding investors that have that commitment. As an analyst, it's a different world, because people have become conditioned to getting returns in 3 to 6 months, and now you are going to be looking at an industry that has tremendous potential, but is going to take some time for those returns to be realized.
So, the former black sheep of power generation, nuclear, is being rehabilitated. Nuclear power is increasingly viewed as a vital backstop for energy generation alongside renewables. Small modular reactors, or SMRs, are a possible answer to providing cheaper energy generation at a fraction of the cost of a traditional nuclear power plant.